You were saying about horseback in 1928?
In 1928.
Now tell me about that.
Well, I have another man, me and another man take a flock of mares to the market. About, I believe, I don't remember, 25 or 30 mares to the market in Loretta. You know what they were doing with?
What was that?
He was forced to sell them because he had no water there on his tank down the pasture. And no place where to move it. He took it to the packing shop to make food for the lions from the zoo there. $5 a head.
Was the pasture?
Huh?
With the pasture you say you kept them in?
Yeah, he gave them the pasture, but he had no water with him. You see, it didn't rain and he had no water in the tank there, and he don't have no place where to move it, so he had to sell them.
$5 a head.
$5 a head.
That's terrible. Well, when you were a child, did you use what money did you use here?
I was more, I remember before 1910, you used Mexican money as well as American money. 2 pesos for the dollar, silver dollar.
2 pesos for the dollar?
Yes, sir, 2 pesos for the dollar. And it was silver money.
Did you use either one in the stores?
You can, yes, sir, you can handle just as well. Deposit on the bank if you want to.
Well, now, when did that change? When did you start using?
After the revolution, Mexican Revolution, you see. I believe, well, you see, big cities and banks, when the revolutionaries went into the city, they take all the money there. But by that time, most of the treasure of the Mexican people, you see, were moved to the banks in England or the United States and so on. So they start lowering the Mexican peso on the market. And then every faction put their own money. And it went so low that they never replaced again. I believe after the revolution, the high went there to 40 cents for a peso. And then $3 for a peso, and then $3.50. And then $7.50 or so on. And then 10 cents for a peso. And now it's 12 and a half.
12 and a half cents for the peso.
Well, you can find silver now. You can find, they have some coins there, but then not pure silver. The year before 1910, they had silver dollars. You're the same as the silver dollars. I mean, silver pesos, same as the, we have silver pesos. I mean, silver dollars in here.
And it was about the same.
No, yeah, about the same. The same kind of weight, it was only 2 pesos for the dollar.
Well, which
that's a common change here in the South. Either here in San Ignacio, Laredo, or anywhere. You can buy with Mexican money just as well with American money then.
Now, you told me a while ago that you grew corn here?
Yes, we grew corn.
What did you do with the corn?
Eat it. Sell it. What supper we had there.
Well, if you...
Make tortillas with it.
Tell me how you make tortillas with it.
To make tortillas, well, you have to... You know what a near corn is, you see? Well, after you take the husk off, you have to shave it, you see? And then put it to boil with some lime in it and make what they call nixtamal.
Nixtamal?
Nixtamal, yes. Uh-huh. Then after, they mash them in a metate. You know what a metate is?
The big, it was made of stone with a rock?
Real wood stone, yeah. So I got one there.
You have one?
Yes, sir.
Do you use it now?
No. One way or another, we lost what we call the mano. That the other stuff we used to grind with it.
And what would you do then after you grind it up?
Well, after you grind it up, you make what they call testales, this metal piece of there, and then start playing with your hand there and put it in the comal. You know what a comal is? A grill. And let it cook there.
Well, now when you had if you had the meal after you grind it up.